Today is Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by QSC, who invites you to go native with the QSIS audio, video, and control ecosystem.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 414. I am joined by Chris Miller talking about globalization. Chris starts off talking about what it means to truly be a global AV company.
The interesting part of that article, and you just alluded to it, was it was a global article, interestingly enough, from a U.S. perspective. It was not a global article from a global perspective. And while I understand that that's commercial integrator's audience, and there's nothing wrong with the perspective that he came up with, what we had to learn right away was not to use that perspective. That narrative through that lens seems to give off the impression, whether that was the intent or not, that all business generates out of the U.S. and it disperses equally on a hub and a spoke around the world. And the reality is, you know, 25% of the GDP of the world is the United States.
Yep.
16% is China, and then the rest make up the difference. And if you look at what AVIXA recently said at our Infocom breakfast, and is now available through their research, is that the Asia-Pac region is coming close to exceeding the opportunity and the size of the revenue over North America. So as you can see, the perspective of everything kind of coming out from the U.S. and trying to find those service or integration partners around the world is really only half the story, maybe not a half. The reality is what we found and had to learn was that there may be multinational companies, and there are likely 10 to 15 companies around the world that of our almost 80 integrators and, you know, 175 offices around the world, when they put up a slide of who their top 10 Fortune companies are, they're similar. They're very similar. It's not that surprising, right? I mean, these are they're global organizations. So many of these companies are already in those accounts. A lot of it is driven by who's driving that particular initiative, as Kevin referred to. It depends on where that program is coming out of. So that initiative could be a U.S.-based corporation that is actually going to be doing an installation in India. That decision could be made in London. So it may or may not be that it's always where that corporate headquarter is. So when you talk about global, you have to talk about not just connectivity of what AVISPL or Diversified or Whitlock or whatever was mentioned in there, but there are regional excellent integrators all around the world that are needing partners in other parts of the world too, not necessarily the U.S. It's been really interesting to see that many of our global partners are driving business back to the States, to our members.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.